generous support for Coastal Windage comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's is the only true British pub on the coastside, featuring 19 beers on tap and more than 60 brands of bottles. Come for the food and stay for the fun. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday. Open mic night on Thursday and karaoke on Friday and Saturday. Cameron's Restaurant Pub in Half Moon Bay.
It's summer on the coast, and you know what that means. No, not more fog. It means Ruben is on vacation, and it's time for the Summer Mike Series. Here's your host for the Summer Mike Series, Crystalyn.
This good morning, everyone. This is not Crystalyn with a really bad cold. This is Mark Newton. I'm the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. And I am with Sandra Saravia, who is our program director. She is my co-host today. And we have a very special guest, Mitzi Hernandez, who's in the studio with us as well, a former student at Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside and a recent graduate of Cal Berkeley. Yay, go Bears.
Woo-hoo!
And hopefully Michelle Hernandez, who's also a recent graduate of Cal, is going to be calling in the second half hour. So this is the second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mic Series. And as the preamble stated, Ruben the Truthmaker is on vacation, and Crystalyn is also on vacation this week. So you have myself, again, I'm Mark Newton, I'm the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, and the great Sandra Saravia, who is our program director and also has been involved with the Boys and Girls Club for a long time. So what we are going to do today is feature voices of youth and young, powerful people who grew up in the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside and have moved on to great, great things. We have a call-in number. I just want to make sure you have it. It's 650-712-1233. And if you'd like to call in, our great engineer, Frank, will be fielding those calls as we go through the show. So you're on the second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mic Series. Again, I'm Mark Newton, executive director of the Boys and Girls Club, here with Sandra Saravia, our program director, and Mitzi Hernandez, a recent Cal Bears graduate. We're going to talk a little bit about youth development and how it's shaping the lives along the coastside. And I want to hand the mic over to my co-host, Sandra. Sandra, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, today is a very exciting morning, not only because we are talking about youth development and celebrating success, but we have Mitzi in the house. Mitzi is actually here with us, and like Mark said, we do have Michelle, another alumni of the Boys and Girls Club community, calling in at 9:30 a.m. But I'm just so, so excited to be here and just really celebrate what Boys and Girls Club has done here at the coast, but also just really listening to our Mitzi and Michelle about their journey and what also they're doing now. I'm so excited to know. So let's welcome Mitzi.
Yeah, welcome. Woo! Mitzi.
Good morning.
So Mitzi, we're so excited to have you here with us this morning. You've been a part of the Boys and Girls Club since your early teens, am I right?
Yes, I joined in sixth grade of middle school.
Sixth grade. And now you just graduated from Cal Berkeley. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Go Bears.
What did you major in at Cal?
I majored in integrative biology with an emphasis in human biology.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about your time at the Boys and Girls Club? Just walk us through that first day. You're in sixth grade, and you're going to Cunha Elementary, I assume, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you walk over to the Boys and Girls Club. Can you paint that picture for the listeners? What was it like for you?
Yes, well, joining middle school is also a big challenge, a big change, a big shift in life, especially from elementary to middle school. It's a big jump, and you're really nervous, small little kid. Joining an after-school program, making new friends, and it was a really lovely experience. They're very welcoming. You line up at the door, get a new ID card, have your power hour to bust out all of your homework on the first day. Not much, but very welcoming environment. Right away, I knew I was going to fit in and find my people. And ultimately, I really found my second home and my family, my home away from home, and a safe space to go to after school. Which really meant a lot to me at the time and still does, and I still keep in touch with all those people. So it's a really special place and has a really warm place in my heart.
Can you think of a moment or a story or a mentor that you had at the Boys and Girls Club that really helped at a crucial time for you in middle school?
Yes, there were plenty of mentors. I would say every single one of the staff was my mentors, anywhere from Lolly, Sandra, Laura, Caitlin, Judith at the time. But I think one of the more special things in middle school that I remember is I would spend a lot of time with the staff, not with the children. I mean, I became best friends with like a lot of the staff. And one of my like biggest memories was Judith at the time, which was the youth director. I would go in her office and help her braid her hair. And I think that was really a special moment where I felt accepted and I felt really just like welcome, not only by the students and creating a safe and really warm and welcoming environment, but also having like those intimate moments and creating those special bonds with mentors that would last for life was really important as a youth, and really kept in touch with those people and helped me succeed.
That's what I'm super. My background, I worked in education for about 20 years as a teacher, directed theater, as a coach, and then I became a middle and high school principal, and then had the honor to be an executive director of another nonprofit. But the thing that drew me to the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side is not only our amazing staff that we have, and I got to know very quickly and did my homework on the organization, that it was full of great people running the programs, but it was this really, really special place on the Coast Side that provided a sense of connection and community for all of our kids. We have a mission to serve those, especially those that need us most. But it's really about all, you know, all the kids of the Coast Side, whether you're going to Hatch or El Granada or Farallon, Cunha, Seacrest, the high school, you're going to high school over the hill or even up in the city, or you're even homeschooled. We have kids from all of those walks of life, and creating a safe space after school that's productive and engaging and fun is everything, right? And to see you, Mitzi, and Michelle go on to be Cal Bears, to graduate with such an impressive major, is an amazing story, and certainly heartwarming, Sandra, wouldn't you say, for those of you that had such an important role in their lives?
Correct, Mark. You are definitely correct. You know, just sitting here next to Mitzi and just really being right now in the moment, I'm just really without words. You know, now she's an adult. She just graduated. You know, it's kind of crazy to think that because before, well, you know, I remember Mitzi and Michelle, sixth graders, really playing ball. They always played basketball. We would also go and see some of their games. And to now obviously see them as adults doing great things and also coming back, you know, to our community and wanting to come back to our spaces and talk to our kiddos is just an amazing feeling. And, you know, that's why we do what we do, to have these impacts, and hopefully they come back to our community or any other community that needs them, and just support and do great things.
Yeah, it's so true. And Mitzi was just offering to Sandra before we got on the air to come back and talk to the current students of the Boys and Girls School of the Coastside. So, Mitzi, we're definitely going to take you up on that. That's super generous offer. And I kind of, you know, we aspire to be kind of the premier experts in youth development on the Coastside. And, that, you know, that's, I've talked to our staff about this. Our programming is there. Our staff is there. And we're really working on making sure that all of our staff understand the elements of youth development, what our kids are going through, what the challenges are, but also what their unlimited potential is, regardless of who they are, and how we can help support them on their journey. So, Mitzi, if you were speaking to younger club members today, as you just offered, right, what are some of the things that you would want them to know, right? You're talking to little to Mitzi in sixth grade, walking in the door of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. You're talking to these current members today. What would you want them to know?
I think my biggest piece of advice would be dream big and don't limit yourself. Because it's easy to think about all the challenges you would face, especially from the place you would come from, whether you're low income, whether you, like, you come from a small high school, whether you didn't have the best grades or have the most popular friend group. Like, dream big and don't limit yourself, because you never know how far you could go with just believing in yourself. And ultimately you will find your community that believes in you and will back you up for life. And I'm so lucky that I found that at Boys and Girls Club, and always found a supportive community and mentors that pushed me and knew what my goals were, and helped keep me accountable and keep pushing me forward, which is my biggest piece of advice, is just find those people that believe in you, and don't be sad if somebody tells you you can't do it, because ultimately it's all about believing in yourself.
And building that community, right?
Yeah.
You said find your community that will back you up for life.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing quote. And, and I want all the kids of the Coastside to feel that, especially those that might not be feeling it right now, that the Boys and Girls of the Coastside will provide a safe space after school to provide structure. You mentioned Power Hour, which is our academic success program.
Yay.
Where we're helping our middle school and high school students thrive in the classroom, really think about high school trajectory as well as their college trajectory, or if they are interested in the trades, which is some of our students are, which is a really outstanding field to step into if college isn't on their trajectory. But the Power Hour and the Academic Success Program in the after school is one example of that programming. But it's really that sense of feeling that support from our staff and one another. We have a mission of creating caring and productive and responsible adults. And certainly, Mitzi, you embody that. And I think that finding your community that will back you up for life is really, really crucial. And I want to tell our listeners, Mitzi is being very selective of her job post-Cal as an integrative biology major. So we're going to connect some folks to you with you on LinkedIn, I think, Mitzi.
Yes.
I'll have to talk to Michelle after 9:30. But if you want to hire an incredibly bright, talented, hardworking young person, you're going to have to get in line, because the Mitzi Hernandez sweepstakes is happening now.
There's a big waiting line, so start heading over.
Right. Sandra will cull the offers, look at the offer letters, and see what's right there.
Yep. I'll be very, very busy, Mark.
So we are on the second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mic Series. The call-in number is 650-712-1233. Again, the great Ruben, the truth maker, and Crystalline are off this week. I'm Mark Newton, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, and I am on with Sandra Saravia, our program director, former Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside student.
Yep.
Mitzi Hernandez, who is a recent graduate from Cal Berkeley with a major in integrative biology. And later on, Michelle Hernandez is going to be joining us after the half hour is up. And we're talking to Mitzi about her journey through the Boys and Girls Club a little bit. But Mitzi, when you train, what do you think some of the key kind of wins for you or moments where your confidence felt like it was blossoming at the Boys and Girls Club, or, you know, was it in middle school? Was it in high school? You know, coming back, volunteering or helping in the summer. What were those moments where you felt a little bit like you gained your voice and stepped into your own power, if you will?
Yes, I came in as a really shy kid, and I've always been a really, like, timid and shy kid. I mean, with my circle of people, I'm pretty goofy and loud, but in general, I've always been a little more reserved, I guess. But I think when I started gaining my confidence was later in middle school when we would play sports. A lot of the staff, including Tai Tai, anytime you would make a basket, or anytime you would do like some sort of play or some sort of move on the court, they would be cheering you on to be the first ones to scream, "Go, Mitzi, go!" So I think that's where I started building my confidence up, and having that support group, the support system, because it's not only the staff that cheer you on, it's every single one of the students and one of the members, because they really become part of your circle, part of your community, and part of your family.
Wow, that's awesome. Sandra, as you reflect back at your time at the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side, what would you say are your moments where you stepped into your power, you found your voice, and you stepped into the great leader that you are today?
You know, Mark, there's been many moments of that as I continue my journey with Boys and Girls Club. But one area where I really found my voice was when our previous director, Kaylin, went on maternity leave, and I had to step up. You know, they told me, "Hey, you gotta take over. You know, mm-hmm. Kaylin's not gonna be here for about 3-4 months. So you gotta step up." And that's how I started. You know, I kinda, you know, owned it and started from there. And it felt amazing just to sort of run, you know, something that was really special to me. And then after that, I fell in love, and, you know, I just continue, and that's where I am today. So it was a lot of different moments, but I think that, you know, very, like, vivid moments that I really think about now is just witnessing how the youth are engaging. They're happy. Mm-hmm. They run to us. They are excited to see us, to tell us the first thing that's on their mind, you know, and it's just amazing to see, because it's so natural. It's not forced. And that's something that we're really proud of mm-hmm. in our after school programs and our organization, is the valuable connection that we are able to have with our youth, you know. And
I think that's super important. Yeah. You mentioned that yesterday, and I just wanted, you know, I was talking to Sandra about, what do you think really makes the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side special? And we were walking by our youth development professionals, right, who are,
yes,
recent high school graduates.
Correct.
They're some of them are going to College of San Mateo. They're on the trajectory to go to a great UC like Mitzi did. And our staff, Dai, Zitlali, Sandra, but these are the young people that are really exceptional. They're,
yeah,
they're getting leadership opportunities. They, you know, many of them have paid jobs. Some of them step into a volunteer role and then grow, you know, for high school volunteer tour hours, and then they grow into a paid position. And we have this incredible staff of young people, of, you know, people in their 20s and 30s. And I think that's really what makes the place so special, is that the,
yeah,
young people can see a Mitzi and be like, wow, she was me when I was in sixth grade, and look at her now.
Correct. And yeah, and that's proven, Mark. You know, a lot of our staff right now were actually my members when they were in sixth grade. And I can say maybe, you know, 80% are BGCC members. You know, they went through our programs. And that just makes it even more special because they were there themselves, and they will just understand in another level the needs of our youth and just the connection. You know, it's so important now with technology, you know, kids can easily, you know, be on their phones, mm-hmm. have no connections, you know, maybe their only connection is the phone and themselves. But what we do at the club is we're in the moment. Our connections are with people, with mm-hmm. caring people, you know, and that's valuable. Having people that actually genuinely care about the youth mm-hmm. make a huge impact regardless of their other skills.
And I would say, Mitzi, you know, when the young people are working at the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side, they're giving so much to the kids. But what are they gaining for themselves, too, when it's that first volunteer opportunity and Sandra says, okay, Mitzi, you're going to help me with this group of 12 sixth graders. What did you see in your own development, too, when you stepped into leadership roles like that?
Yes, as a former student, volunteer, and staff, mm-hmm. I can say I went through pretty much all of the roles. But I think, first of all, it's really rewarding, especially because you grew up with these kids, like, and you grew up with the staff members too. So it's super rewarding to see not only these students growing up, but growing up to be these amazing people. But it's also gaining leadership skills mm-hmm. and how to speak to students, what's important for their development, and really gaining that independence and how to be responsible, not only for yourself, but also for a group of students and for other people, and being creative in opportunities of sports and creating little friendship bracelets with students, or you get a situation where a student's like, do you know this song? And you're like, I don't know, but we'll listen to it together. But it's really like stepping out of your comfort zone and stepping up into a position of becoming a role model and not only a peer. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to overstate the obvious. Adolescence can be a tough time, right? Because we're as humans, we're developing so fast. There's a lot of anxiety and stress. But getting to come to the Boys and Girls Club as a volunteer or a young youth development professional provides you with a couple hours a day, 2-3 hours a day, where you're focused on those little kids in front of you, right? Or the middle school kids, or if you're in college, you're just recently out of college. And that can be a break from that kind of self-focus of anxiety or stress. And it can really build the individual to kind of have a break from that and learn the responsibility of taking care of a group of people and providing high expectations and kind of healthy boundaries as well, right? And learning to improve their communication skills. When you say, like, you know, you first day of school at Cal Berkeley, Mitzi, when you walked on that campus, what do you think that would have been like if you didn't have that experience at the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side? Yeah. And how was it as a result that you had the experience?
Well, as a kid coming from a small town, it was already pretty difficult, but a lot of my public speaking skills, whether that came from being a junior youth of the year and speaking woo-hoo. At a former gala, or just being a volunteer and speaking with kids, I think being more comfortable with speaking with new people and strangers, I think that's really important, especially because nowadays connections are everything. Mm-hmm. So I think I had an easier time just like speaking with strangers and being confident in myself, not only in like what I know, but what I don't know and what I can learn. Especially in such a huge university and not being used to that environment. So I think if I didn't have Boys and Girls Club, if I didn't have those mentors, I wouldn't even be there in the first place. If I didn't have somebody to push me to apply to schools like that, if I didn't have somebody to read over my essays, for somebody to write my letters of recommendation, I don't even think I would be in the position that I am today. And I'm super thankful for Boys and Girls Club for that. But yeah, I gained a lot of skills, not only academic, but social. And I think that was really important for my development.
That's crucial, right? Like yeah. Learning all of that is crucial. But you're, Mitzi's pretty amazing, right? So it's very super generous, Mitzi, of you to talk about staff and the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side. But I'd be remiss in my role as executive director of Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side to not tell our community listeners about how they can get involved and how they can help. So yeah. The next, we have dozens and dozens, if not hundreds. We had over 300 students in summer camps this summer. There are many of the next great Mitzi Hernandez's at our site every single day. And we are only able to function without the support of our community. That's largely how we exist. We do get grants from the state of, or grants from individual foundations. But the way that the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side functions, which is really in a healthy manner, is through donations from individuals in our community and in and around our community. Those that work at companies that can get matching grants. And I know, Mitzi, you mentioned speaking at the gala.
Yeah.
And the Boys and Girls Club Gala, which is coming up on November 21st, 2025. It is 30 years strong. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Boys and Girls Club has been on the Coast Side for 30 years. Woo-hoo. So we want to shout out and honor the founders of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side that got it started. Our great board members that have kept it going. The great Jill Jacobson, Woo-hoo. Who's my predecessor as executive director. Who's still heavily involved in the club and helping us move forward. But Building Bright Futures, 30 years strong, Building Bright Futures is our gala at the Ritz-Carlton on November 21st, 2025. You can go online to get tickets at bgccoastside.org. You can also donate straight through the website at bgccoastside.org. Come over to us and see our offices, which are in our classrooms, which are adjacent to the Cunha campus. We're right behind the library parking lot. If you just walk west from the library, you'll walk into where our buildings are. We're in those portable buildings that are adjacent to the Cunha campus. Please come by. We'll give you a tour.
Yeah.
You'll get to meet the great Sandra Sarabia, perhaps, if she's not busy working with kids.
Come with me.
Yeah, we're probably going to have Mitzi there because we're going to be taking a lot of phone calls for the Mitzi Hernandez hiring sweepstakes that's about to occur. But please check out our website at bgccoastside.org. And you can, I know the tickets are going to sell out for the gala. And you want to get on that now if you can make it. We'd love to have your support. And again, I'm Mark Newton, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side. I'm with Sandra Sarabia, our program director. Mitzi Hernandez is a former student, a former staff member, and now a great alum of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side, who just graduated from Cal Berkeley with a major in integrative biology. So we are going to take a quick break here. We might have another guest with us calling in the second half of the show. But hold tight as we take a little break. Frank, our great engineer, is going to take us out.
This is Community Radio for the Coast Side. 100.9 KHMB. Coastal Windage is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Pub in Half Moon Bay. Come for the food, stay for the fun. That's Cameron's Restaurant and Pub on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
This is Jay Michaels. Make sure to join me along with Stan Warren Luttrell after Coastal Windage. We'll get a look at today in history and a brand new forgotten find. Coming up at 10 a.m. from 100.9 FM KHMB.
All right, you guys, welcome back. This is the second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mike Series. I'm Mark Newton, the Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. My co-host, Sandra Sarabia, the Program Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, is here with me today. We also have an incredibly special guest in studio with us, Mitzi Hernandez, who's a former student, staff member, and recent graduate of Cal Berkeley with a major in Integrated Biology. If you'd like to call in, the number is 650-712-1233. And I wanted to also let you know, we mentioned the gala, which is happening. It's called 30 Years Strong, Building Bright Futures. It's happening on November 21st, 2025 at the Ritz. The tickets aren't quite for sale yet, but if you... if there's some interest, you can email us at info@bgccoastside.org, and we can get that information to you. But the gala tickets aren't quite for sale, but when they get it on the website, it's going to be a hot ticket item, Sandra. Those things go fast.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to miss it. You know, we do have youth speakers. It's very inspirational, so you do not want to miss it. Also, it will be at the Ritz-Carlton, and that's a beautiful, beautiful scenic view. So, again, you don't want to miss it.
Yes. All right. We are in the second half of the show today. If anyone's calling in, Mitzi Hernandez, recent Cal Berkeley graduate, is in studio with us today. So, Mitzi, you talked about that sixth grade self. Right. And then a little bit, you talked about your experience walking on to the Cal Berkeley campus. But let's talk to high school students now, Mitzi. What was your journey, that first moment where you're like, I'm going to dream big, right? Mitzi's advice to everyone was dream big, find your community that will back you up for life. That's the quote of the day, Mitzi. So talking to teenagers in particular, or parents of teenagers, grandparents of teenagers that may be listening, what advice would you give teens today on the Coastside?
Yes, look into your special interests, and start thinking about what you want to do in life. And that can change every month if you feel like it. but start thinking now, because I think that really helps in shaping your future and preparing for what you want yourself to look like in 5 years, in 10 years.
Oh, great. We have a caller.
Woohoo! First call, Mark.
Great advice, Mitzi. All right, Frank, let's let that caller in. Hi, you're on second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mic Series. Who's calling in?
Hey, Mark, this is Sydney Davis from Half Moon Bay.
Sydney Davis is calling in. Thank you, Sydney, for calling in. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, but huge fan of Boys and Girls Club, and I just had to call to say that the work you all do is so inspiring, and hearing Mitzi's story is just amazing.
Yeah, I hope, Sydney, that you'll be able to come to the gala or come by the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside sometime soon, meet Mitzi.
Yeah.
As I said, the Mitzi Hernandez hiring sweepstakes has begun. One of the things I hope to do more of is connect folks in the community to the young people working at the Boys and Girls Club at Coastside, but also those recent graduates, so that they have, you know, they understand how LinkedIn works. They understand how connections work during college, post-college, right? Mitzi's nodding her head.
Oh,
Sydney,
yeah.
What field do you work in? What advice do you have perhaps for someone like Mitzi who is stepping into the work field?
Yeah, absolutely. I work in corporate philanthropy, and I actually focus on educational programs. And I wanted to say first off that I just think so much of the ingredients that I've seen in the Boys and Girls Club are just really like the ingredients that we know lead to success for youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling as a mom as well. My daughter has really benefited from the club. We're newer to the coast. We've been here for 4 years. But my daughter has taken part in the basketball program and also the summer camps. And I've just seen firsthand, like, you know, the secret sauce we know for adolescents is that there's a safe place to go. There's fun, enriching activities. They're engaged. They are, you know, among trusted adults. And that's just what I see at the club in general. And then I also come from a background in recruitment. And so I think, like, if we're seeing kids like Mitzi come up through the club and then really kind of make good on, you know, that relationship and have so much traditional success going to such a high-powered college and graduating, like, we aren't done yet. We have to continue to support people like Mitzi, especially in the job market that we have right now. And yeah, exactly what you said. Like, let's make sure Mitzi's resume looks as great as it can. That she's getting some mock interviews, that we're connecting on LinkedIn. But I mean, she's got everything she needs to be successful. But I think, like, with a program like Boys and Girls Club, we're not done until we're done.
Oh, I love that. We're not done until we're done.
Ooh, that's
Sydney,
powerful.
You're hired.
I should be so lucky. I would love to volunteer more. I just feel like, you know, we all have so much to give and we all get so much out of programming like this and places like this in our community where kids can go and just be like fully accepted and embraced and just really empowered to discover what they're passionate about. And we just need more Mitzis.
I love that. Would you send us an email at info@bgccoastside.org? I'd love to connect Mitzi with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be so honored to do that. I just want to thank you, Mark. I'm so excited about your tenure. I want to thank all the work that Jill did. And I just think you have an amazing staff, an amazing board. I'm really hopeful that we can get tickets to the gala. But like you said, it's a hot ticket. And what Sandra said earlier and what you said resonates so much with me. But, you know, adolescence is hard and we just know it may be harder than ever. Right. And we know that young people just need to feel a sense of belonging. And that's really what I think Boys and Girls Club brings, is that, like, you're going to be known and, you know, you're going to show up and people are going to know your name. They're going to know about you and you have a place to go. And that's so important.
Yeah. And as Ed, wow, we got to get you and Mitzi together on the radio. You two should. Mitzi's quote today was dream big.
Yeah.
Find your community that will back you up for life.
I love that.
Yeah, I heard that driving. I'm driving to work and I heard the interview and heard Mitzi say that. And I just had to call in because, I mean, she clearly gets it. She was a beneficiary and now she's giving back. And especially in a small community like where we live, like that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, thank you so much, Sydney, for calling in. You set the bar high for our callers in. So thanks so much for doing it today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great day. And again, just thank you to all of you who make this work.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Mitzi wanted to say something. Mitzi, do you want to say something to Sydney? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sydney, for calling in.
Okay, awesome.
Taking your piece of advice to heart. So thank you so much.
Of course. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much.
Happy Friday. Bye.
All right, that was amazing. Thank you, Sydney, so much for calling in. The Coastside, we've lived here for 10 years. My wife and I, our daughters at Hatch, we have just been blown away by the Coastside. The Coastside is one of those special places where we really look to support one another through thick and thin. We've seen that when crisis moments have popped up. But I think it's really, really important as the demographics of the coast have changed quite a bit in the last 5 to 10 years that we really, really continue to connect as a community. And I'm honored to be leading an organization like the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside that is one of those epicenters for the community to help support kids. Our focus is kids. You know, without sounding trite, they are the future and they are what's most important. In making sure that our schools are great for them, our after-school programs vis-a-vis the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside are great, and that it doesn't just stop, as Sydney said, it doesn't just stop when they graduate from the high school or they graduate from college. There are ways that we can support our kids into that first job, into the workforce, and I'm really excited to work with our community members, our volunteers, and adults to create that stratification for kids. It's not just about the after-school programs, but it's really a program for life. And how do we help them make sure that they're advancing through college and into the workforce? Sandra, what are your thoughts on what Sydney said and that kind of projection and sort of, you know, arc from into the workforce for our young staff?
You know, I totally agree with Sydney. You know, she's definitely right. And something that really sparked is we're not done. You know, now, you know, seeing Mitzi here, she has graduated, you know, but however, she's still not done. You know, now she's looking for work, and that's how we can step in and support her. And we will continue to do that, you know, because the beautiful thing about, you know, being part of the Boys and Girls Club community is we will always be there. You know, if it's not me, somebody will be there regardless, you know, of the time. And that's something that's just so special and really sparks me to think about, you know, developing programs that are not just, you know, in the middle school age, but also, you know, after, you know, like the graduating college students. So it really sparks my brain into creating more innovative programs that are now with, you know, the time now, you know, and just continuing to, you know, figure it out so we can support not just youth, but also our new, our youth that have already graduated and are looking for that type of support that, you know, you don't know until you see situations like this now. So it's amazing to.
I'm super honored to be here with you, Mitzi, and you, Sandra. It's for those of you that don't know, I'm on the job about 3.5 months. I was blessed to step into an incredible organization that Jill Jacobson did a great job with. Our board of directors have done an amazing job. But on the ground day to day, we have a great staff at the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. Zitlali Huerta, who's leading our teen program, has really built out a college readiness program for our teens. And we are adjacent to the Cunha, in fact, on CUSD land, adjacent to the Cunha Middle School campus. But we have high school students walk all the way from the high school after school, a lot of them.
Yes.
To come see Zitlali and our staff and work on their next steps, their steps right now. But for that sense of belonging that Sydney, who called in, spoke about. But really to think about what's next and is that college readiness or some other track. I want to give a special thank you to the Sandhill Foundation because they helped fund our, are currently part of funding our college readiness program. So we're really grateful to them. And the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative who, helped fund, our workforce readiness program. For those students that really want to step into the trade skills, go to trade school, which is expensive too.
Yeah.
Apprentice programs are expensive. That's kind of like going to college and you're learning a really specific trade, which is really, really a great job and really can be great pay. So we have a college readiness program, a workforce readiness program, and I wanted to give a shout out to those two partners who help us with that. But we need the support of individuals and other corporate grants to help us build that out. We can see right now, Sandra, that we are kind of pretty full.
Yeah.
Our classrooms are full in the afternoon. We have middle school kids there, high school students there. And so the next, you know, we're looking at how do we expand and how do we provide more for more kids? And the fact of the matter is we all know that takes resources. And what do I mean by resources? Just it means money. Right, to pay our staff who are delivering on those programs. And so it's really about serving those kids, and that's about individual donations and those corporate grants as well as corporate matching giving. So I have to say that because it is, yes, of course, it's part of my job, but it's really about what helps us deliver the programs, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And so, Sandra, what do you think of, like, Boys and Girls Club in a couple years from now or 5 years from now, right? Mitzi's running the world, probably. But what do you see on our, you know, do we have a beautiful new building? Do we have 500 kids a day? What, think big. What do you,
you
what
know,
do you see?
One thing that I do want to see ourselves in 5 years is owning and having our own clubhouse with classrooms, with space so we can serve more youth, but also we can call it our home where we're not moving from place to place. But also just, you know, being part of the process so we can build this clubhouse with intention. With intention to serve our youth, with intention of opportunities, you know. And I know we can make it happen, but also, you know that it takes a village, it takes community to make the dream happen. And I know we can. It's just really thinking big. Like Mitzi mentioned, you know, thinking big.
Dream big.
And, or, you know, thank you, Mark, dreaming big. And, you know, it's just really, really pushing to the dream and getting, you know, support from the community, you know, by donations, by anything that can help us meet that goal. So yeah. I'm super excited for that. But also, you know, we're going to be able to serve more youth and have quality programs that are just going to be beneficial for our youth and obviously create more partnerships around us.
That's one thing that I've seen in 3.5 months on the job, and as I've delved deeply into the runnings of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside and how it functions, we're a streamlined organization. There's not quote unquote a lot of fat on the bone. We operate and all, you know, the monies go right to the kids and the programming for the kids. So incredibly proud of that. We have another caller. Frank, could you loop in that caller, please? Hi, you're on the second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mic Series. Thanks so much for calling in. Who's this?
This is David Aliemus. I am the operations director at the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside.
Woo, it's David.
David.
Hey, thanks for calling in, David. What would you like to say?
I would just kind of like to echo your guys' thoughts, particularly moving forward. And not only the capacity that we're able to serve the Coastside youth from elementary all the way up through high school, but just the connection we have with the community and with Cabrillo Unified School District itself.
Yeah, beautifully said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the man, the myth, the legend, David Aliemus. Mitzi's nodding her head, David. Mitzi, you want to say hi to David?
Hi, David. How are you?
This is Mitzi?
Yes.
Morning, Mitzi. How you doing? Congratulations on everything you did at Cal Berkeley.
Thank you.
David, for those of you that don't know, several years ago, the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast took over the overarching management of Cunha Middle School Athletics. CUSD was in a difficult spot. Jill Jacobson, our former executive director, the board of directors of Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, stepped in, and we are now the overarching entity. And so David Aliemus is not only our operations director, but he works with Tim Lugo, the middle school athletic director at Cunha, who's a great guy, does an incredible job. The Cunha Boosters, led by Christina Baker and her whole team, are just a great group of people. But David really oversees it. We oversee the administration of all the hiring of Cunha coaches and all the sports. David, do you want to tell the community a little bit about Cunha Middle School Athletics?
Yeah, absolutely. When I came on board just about 4 years ago, Boys and Girls Club had already taken over sponsoring Cunha After School Sports. And each year since then, the enrollment and registration from the Cunha kids has just grown. Just as an example, last year we were able to put on the court 11 girls volleyball team.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Very, very competitive teams across the board. That's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. As you mentioned, Tim Lugo, the athletic director, I worked side by side with him on the sports program. Wonderful person to work with. And the way Christina Baker has spearheaded the Cunha Boosters, an incredible contact, incredible resource, and there's a lot of moving parts. But working with those two individuals and everyone else involved, coaches, assistant coaches, school principal and everything, yeah, it's just been really great, successful after-school sports program.
Yeah, well put. Before you go, can you, do you remember seeing Mitzi Hernandez on the basketball court, on the Cunha basketball court or in high school ever? No?
Yes, I remember.
Was she a defender? Was she a shooter? She got the ball and she shot every time. Was she a pat? She's laughing right now.
Well, she has a twin sister, so sometimes I got confused.
Mitzi, were you the defender, the shooter, or was Michelle, or did you guys kind of do it all?
Michelle was the defender. I was the shooter.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
There we go. What's that?
Typical twins.
David, talk about a perfect example. I'm so honored to work with you. Lou, our office coordinator, Michelle, who does our finance and HR, and Sandra, we even have Carrie Beffa Conlin, who helps us in development, and an incredible staff and team. So David, thanks so much for calling in, and, Sandra and I will see you in a little bit, but I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
David's good on the radio, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think
he's a pro.
A pro, and he never told us, you know? Keep him secret.
It's funny, when you walk through town, or, you know, I go to meetings with David, we walk around, you can't get 20 feet without someone yelling, David!
Yeah.
How are you? I mean, they're moms, grandmas, little kids, like, running up to hug him.
Yeah, that five-minute walk will take you 30 minutes with David. Yeah. He's very famous, very well-known. And the beauty about David is a lot of our members that are in our 7th or 8th grade group actually had David when they were little. You know, he mm-hmm. did work at CCP. So he has seen a lot
long
of our
relationships
kids,
with the community.
You know, and you'll see them, you know, walking around the patio. Hi David, you remember me? And he, you know, he has really good vivid memories of each student, so it's just amazing to see, because sometimes we will need help, you know, and you know, it's just really important to have people that can wear different hats. Mm-hmm. Because you know, we do rely on a team, and it's just beautiful to have,
and our team does it all, doesn't it?
It's, we like, do it all, you know.
There's no that's not my job at the Boys
and
Girls
Club. Nothing like that, and that makes us unique. You know, we are so skilled that we're able to do it all, and that makes us very special, because I will brag, you know, not everybody has that, and that's what I'm really proud of. Yeah. And all the team, our YDPs are amazing, and they know how to do it all, and if they don't, we are there to support and guide until they master it.
And wouldn't you say, Mitzi, there's a moment of like courage. Sandra asks you to do something as a youth development professional or volunteer, and could be the first time you've ever done it before, right? Standing up in front of a group of students, maybe talking to their parents, maybe making a phone call to a parent. What would you say about those moments, right? You know, they draw those circles of people, and then they put a dot outside the circle, and they, you know, that's like outside of your comfort zone, and you say that, like, that's where the magic happens, right? Mm-hmm. When you challenge yourself like that, what do you think about those opportunities, the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side?
Yes, well, one that really sticks out to me was as a summer youth development professional after my first year of college. I led my first science experiment with youth.
Yeah.
That was really applying my knowledge of really being like responsible and taking care of these kids and providing an educational lesson, and also my knowledge of and background in biology and in science, and really combining those two was a really special moment for me, and really pushed me to learn these new things, and not only how to like think about biology in like an academic setting, but also in how I can share my knowledge with students.
Mm-hmm.
And not only sharing knowledge, with that came like responsibilities and tasks and cleaning up, which was really a big moment for me, and really exciting for me, and rewarding as well. Yeah,
that's great. You know, seeing Mitzi Hernandez here talking, Mitzi's, again, if you just joined us, a recent Cal Berkeley graduate, former Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside student and staff member. The caller earlier, Sydney, who's out there working in the community, for those of you listening, we would love to connect those of you. You could be working at, I don't know, a small company, let's say Genentech, right? And you need to hire the next great employee. We want to connect with folks like that, not only for, you know, superstars like Mitzi, but all of our recent graduates that go through the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, so that we are building up that community that will be, that will back them for life, as Mitzi said so beautifully earlier. Mitzi, any other last bits of advice or an experience that you'd like to share with the folks listening today?
Yes, I think I really emphasize creating those mentors, but also keeping in touch and coming back to your community, mm-hmm. Whether that be all of my staff, former staff members like Caitlin and Judith, who are no longer at the Boys and Girls Club, but I still keep in touch.
Oh, yeah. Who are over at our friends at Coastside Hope. They're leading Coastside Hope, which is super important.
Which is also an amazing volunteering opportunity.
Yeah, it's a great one.
And keeping in touch with people no matter how far you go, mm-hmm. which is like really important and I think really special, especially in a small town like Half Moon Bay and the Coastside.
Yeah. Thinking about that next generation. So you're right. Mitzi's the, I don't know what position you're going to be in, you know, 10 years from now, Mitzi. Don't forget about us at the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside.
Yeah, don't forget to donate.
Definitely not. I love coming back.
This has, like, been an incredible honor. I want to thank, before we don't, we run out of time, and only have a couple minutes left, but I want to thank Ruben the Truthmaker and Crystalline, who do an amazing job of running Coastal Windage. You are on Coastal Windage, if you're wondering what you're listening to this morning.
Yeah.
This is the second annual Coastal Windage Summer Mic Series. So we want to thank Ruben the Truthmaker and Crystalline for inviting us to come on and talk to you guys this morning. Sandra, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Yeah. So to all the listeners, whether you're a member, student, mentor, parent, or anyone, just remember youth development happens when we all show up, mm-hmm. and that's key. And if you want to know more about our program, you know, you can come take a tour. We're very friendly and you can just come and kind of see what we're all about. Our after school program runs from after school, technically around 3-ish. So you can come out and kind of see everything in action. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. We have elementary program in the afternoons right now for fourth and fifth graders. We certainly have our middle school program, which is super robust right next to the CUNY campus. We have our high school program. Again, we have hundreds of students in summer camp. We also have break camps during the school breaks to support our community during the school break. So if you need some support with your children during those school breaks, please let us know. And again, our big gala fundraiser is November 21st, 2025 at the Ritz-Carlton. It's 30 years strong, Building Bright Futures. Tickets will be on sale soon. I misspoke earlier in the show. They're not on sale yet. But you can reach out to us at info@bgccoastside.org.
Yeah.
If you'd like to hear more. You want to get to be a part of the sweepstakes to hire Mitzi Hernandez, because I've already gotten like texts from friends that they want to talk to her. So, this has just been an honor today. Mitzi, congratulations on all that you have done.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Mitzi.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, I think you might come back on the show, or we'll have to talk about it. Mitzi's also named our 2026 fundraiser. I think it's just Dream Big! !
So, I love that.
Sandra Sauterbia, Program Director Extraordinaire, Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. Thanks so much for everything you do.
You are very welcome, Mark. And thank you also for everything. It's been a great time so far. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Woo!